I was reading the book of Hosea this week, and when you get to chapter 7, there are three analogies that are made in that chapter, telling us what Israel was like. Now, if you're not familiar with the book of Hosea, it is a book where the prophet is told to marry a harlot, but she doesn't stop playing the harlot. Eventually, he has to go and buy her out of slavery. And all of this is trying to tell Israel that God wants you back, that he's willing to take you back. And sadly, they won't listen. And so when you get to chapter 7, there are these three comparisons that are made. The first is in verse 8, where Hosea writes, Ephraim, that's talking about Israel, the northern kingdom. Ephraim, he hath mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake not turned. And then in verse 11, Ephraim also is like a silly dove without heart. They call to Egypt. They go to Assyria. And then in verse 16, they return, but not to the Most High. They are like a deceitful bow. Their princes shall fall by the sword for the rage of their tongue. This shall be their derision in the land of Egypt. So there are these three analogies that are given here. First of all, he says that they are a cake not turned. We say something like that today. And I imagine this is where it comes from. You ever heard of someone being half-baked? That's the idea here. They were cooked, burnt on the bottom, but on the top, they were raw. They were completely cooked with all kinds of immorality and idolatry. But when it came to their relationship with God, that they were raw. They were uncooked. He says they were like a silly dove. A dove is a creature that is known for its innocence, but it's also known for its thoughtlessness. It doesn't give much consideration about what is to come. So I'm told that as far as birds go, it's an easy bird to trap, to get into a net or something like that. And here, they weren't thinking about, well, where their decisions were leading them. They were choosing between Egypt or Assyria as an ally, and both of those nations, all that they wanted was to conquer Israel. And in fact, Assyria eventually does. And then he says they are like a deceitful bow. We've got some hunters here, maybe even some bow hunters. And I know that before season starts, you go out and you sight that thing in so that you know when you pull back, when you draw, it is going to strike where you intend it to. Can you imagine having a bow that when you let it fly, that arrow fly, you have no idea where it's going to go? Left, right, high, low, what good would it be? And here is God aiming Israel in the right direction, but they never go where they're supposed to. And so he says of them, you're a half-baked cake. You are a silly dove. You are a deceitful bow. God wanted them to come back to him. He sent prophet after prophet to them to let them know how much he desired for them to come to him. But they never went in the right direction. Oh, there was a remnant, a few that would seek after God. But the majority of the nation kept going in ways that led them further and further from God. My friend, let's not be a half-baked cake. Hot for this world, but cold toward God. Let's not be a silly dove. Not giving any thought to the consequences of our decisions, of our actions. Let's not be like that deceitful bow. Let's go in the direction that God aims for us to go, to be with Him in that heavenly home. God sent Hosea to tell the people, I want you back. My friends, what God's word tells us today is, I want you. I want you to have fellowship with me. I want you to let me in. And I sent my son to pay the price for your sins so that that fellowship could be restored. So tonight, if you're here and you're not yet a child of God, God wants you to know, I want you. I want you to come to me. And the way that we do that is through Christ. And if you're here as one who has obeyed, but you've fallen away and need to come back, God wants us to know, I want you back. So my friend, if you need to obey the gospel, being baptized into Christ to have your sins washed away, or if you need to come back to the Lord, this invitation's for you. Won't you come as together we stand and sing?